Nacogdoches knew Tom Ames would come to some bad end, cause the sheriff had caught him stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. One day his daddy took a $10 bill and tucked it in his hand. He said, I know that you're headed for trouble, son. Your mama wouldn't understand. So he took his dad's money and his brother's old bay. He left without a word of thanks. He fell in with his crowd in some border town, and he took to robbing banks. Outside the law, your luck will run out fast. A few years came and went, till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene with all but 4 shells spent. And he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. Well, he wasn't sure that he quite knew how, but he looked up to the sky. He said, you don't owe me nothing, and as far as I know, I don't owe nothing to you. I ain't asking for a miracle, just a little bit of luck will do. And you know I ain't ever prayed before, cause it always seemed to me the praying's the same as begging, Lord, and I don't take no charity. Yeah, but right now I got my back to the wall, and I can't help but recall how they nearly hung me for stealing a horse in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Judge Parker said guilty, and the gavel came down just like a cannon shot. They put me in chains and led me away, and I began to file a plot. They sent the preacher on down to my cell. He said, the Lord is your only hope. Well, he's the only friend that you're gonna have when you hit the end of Parker's rope. And I guess he could have kept on preaching till Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat, and I asked the deputy for the key. It ain't the only trouble I've seen before, as you already know. I had some help from you, Lord, and the devil himself. It's been strictly touch and go. Yeah, but who in the hell am I talking to? There ain't no one here but me. So he cocked both his pistols and he spit in the dirt, and he walked out into that street.